You Can Relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Relax the Podcast.
That it is.
I'm Colleen Ballinger, here with my husband, Eric Stucklin.
And we call it Relax because we're relaxed.
We're so relaxed. The most relaxed people in the world.
Live perhaps. From the garage.
We are in the garage. Eric wanted to film in the garage.
Mark Maron?
And I'm excited to... I've started working on this garage and organizing our garage. And...
You made enough room to podcast.
Yes.
Just enough.
I did not. I just was organizing. And then Eric was like, let's podcast in the garage. So then he...
We didn't really have any other spot.
No, it's been hectic. So he set up
the
in
kids
here.
Kids are running around.
And so if you hear a fan jingle jangling, it's because there's an air conditioning fan that's kind of like really working very hard to cool our house. Yeah. It's very hot. We're going through a heat wave right now. So
heat wave.
Sorry for any air conditioning noises.
I don't think the mics will pick that up, but we can hear it.
Who knows? Who knows?
The whole house is rattling from it.
Yes. Who needs to relax for you today, lovey?
I was thinking, we were talking the other day about like how... with our kids' drawings, they do so much art. Like, what are we supposed to keep and what are we supposed to throw away?
Oh, yeah.
And you were making the... I think that was your relax, and you're like, when can I throw this stuff away?
Well,
and we were talking about like the feeling that we have when we like...
We can't is more like what we were talking about. Like, it felt impossible to do it. It's not that I...
No matter
to.
What it is, like the most trivial, like they do a doodle on a napkin at a Denny's. Yeah. We have to keep it, frame it, or store it forever. And been having some family stuff, and so I've been like sentimental and emotional, and we just moved, and there was a box that I found that my parents had sent me that I'd kind of opened but not really gone through, of like old these sort of things. And I was looking at it and I was thinking like, oh, why did they send this to me? They don't want it anymore. They don't want like all my kid drawings anymore, blah, blah, blah. Like there's getting rid of stuff. Come get rid of your stuff.
You thought you had that thought?
And then I was like, oh, wait a minute. This is for me.
Mm-hmm.
They saved it for me.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, I wish they saved more.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And so like it justified to me the instinct that we have not to throw stuff out because in my mind, it was always like, we're keeping this stuff for us. So we can look back. You already knew this?
All the boxes that are stored, like you'll probably look. There's a box right down there. You can't see it. It says Colleen's Memories. And it's my stuff from my childhood. But there's box for Maisie's Memories, Wesley's Memories. Like I have boxes for them of all their artwork, of their old outfits that they wore all the time.
I had always framed it in my mind that like I'm keeping this stuff so that I can show them when they're older. But it's for
there's
me because they made it
like
for me.
That.
But like, and then I was like, yeah, borderline offended where I'm like, oh, you don't want my first grade class photo? You don't want like my, you know, Little League photos? And I was like, oh, they kept it for me.
Yeah,
and now it's time to give it
right,
to me.
Right, right. I save all this stuff. And I think I even talked about this with Rachel the other day when we were like moving in and unpacking whatever. I was like, so funny. I'm like keeping all these boxes that say like Flynn's Memories or whatever. It's like all the kids' Halloween costumes, you know, stuff like that. I'm like, it's funny. I'm keeping this and storing it so that I can give it to them when they're adults so they can be like, ugh. I don't want to store this.
Right,
like, I don't
yeah.
have to, I want this. Like, but I want them to have the option to be annoyed that I'm giving it to them or be excited because I'm the kid that like loves that stuff. Like when my mom gives me stuff from my childhood, I devour it. Like I love
yeah,
looking
and you,
through
and you stay up really late combing through all the journals and everything.
Yes,
I know it's like a big, it's
it.
A big part of you and it's been a big part of like your act. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
At some points, but like, I've never really done that. So I was doing it today for like an hour. It's very hot in this garage. But it like I said, I've been sentimental, emotional even lately about stuff. And I don't know, it was really, I came out of like, I don't know. I came out of like looking at all this childhood stuff, adolescent stuff. And I felt so weird stepping away from it and out of this garage into my life as a father of three kids. You know what
really?
I mean? Yeah, it was so weird. It was like,
what do you mean?
It was like, I don't know. It was like there was some sort of it was like, I don't know. I disassociated like that.
Yeah.
Like these are separate lives.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
These are different lives, past lives.
Yes.
I don't know. It was very odd, but I pulled out some things that I don't think you've ever seen.
Oh my God.
Treasure trove of stuff.
I'm so excited.
But like, it's so weathered. Like they kept this in our basement in Connecticut, which the sub pump has failed and flooded many times. So a lot of stuff is just like was lost. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And molded and destroyed. But what's the best way to do this? Because this is a podcast, but like I'm showing you images.
Well, because I don't know what you're going to show me, so I don't know.
Okay, well, here's a kitten drawing that I did that I thought that Maisie would like to see that in, well, this is in 1988. Jesus.
Yeah, 1988. I was 2 years old.
Yeah, I was five or six. But it's like my kitty drawing.
It's a very muscular cat. It's like a Superman cat, and it's dreaming of being pet. That's cute, and eating a fish. And it's 25 cents, apparently.
Meow.
It says 25 cents in the upper meow. Corner. That's cute.
Flynn, I thought, would like this because he makes books about animals, mm-hmm. and I made a book about an anteater.
Oh, he'll love that. Wait, did you get an S plus as your grade on that book? What's an S plus?
Stupid.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
Why is it S
smart plus?
Snart
plus.
So it's a book about an anteater.
Are you
going to read it to us?
Yeah. Yes. It's very short. And the drawings are really done in crayon. It moves by walking.
That's true.
It eats ants.
Flynn's going to be like, where are the.
It lives caves, but caves is spelled C-K-A-V-E-S.
Caves.
It drinks water. That's it.
This could be about anything on the planet. If you didn't tell me this about an anteater, I guess that's true. It's so true.
That's
but it's
a
just
big
like
giveaway.
It walks by walking.
The thing about being a young actor who doesn't know anybody who's an actor, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you're just out of like high school or college or whatever. You know nothing about it, but you're like looking at like backstage or whatever. Is that like you'd go through a lot of people say like you need headshots.
You need, oh, yes.
You need headshots. And I didn't know, like, professional photographers. This is this before the iPhone, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I got some pretty weird headshots.
I'm excited about that. I'm seeing this. This is the first time I'm seeing this headshot.
This is a headshot I took in my parents' basement.
It's pretty good. Who took it?
Me.
You took it yourself?
I took it myself.
Wow. Look at that. That's beautiful. It's got, like, a nice yellowy background. You look like a... You look AI, honestly. That's a good one.
You think it's good?
I've seen this next headshot of yours.
Dark.
This black one. It's very Shakespearean, this one.
This one is, it's not even in focus, but that's what like I started in LA with. When I moved to LA, I have 100 of these in my car.
Huh.
This is what I'm going to mail to everybody or whatever.
I like it.
And then was immediately told, no, don't use that. That's terrible.
I think it's great. You look so cute.
I think this is my first one. I don't know why I thought...
Whoa, that does not look like you.
Well, everybody in the Shakespeare Company, they had like... Their headshots were always like half... Like really, you know, really dark, really shadowy.
Uh-huh.
So I just copied what they did from their...
Yeah, I was going to say it looks very Shakespearean. Bills. Like a Shakespearean headshot.
Also found my very first dabble into theatrics.
Yeah.
The actual playbill for Finn and Friends, a musical... About Huckleberry Finn.
At a church. I like that they wrote copyright at the bottom in handwriting. It says copyright.
Right. Well, maybe they like.
This is so cute. Do you have a.
That's a big cast, man. They have 100 people in that. Some people signed it.
Yes. Some people did sign it.
But included is my certificate of participation.
Ooh.
In recognition of participation and performance in Finn and Friends, 1993.
I've never seen people write in a program like they would in a yearbook.
I like know, that's write, weird.
Like other people signed, like usually like the actor
signs
the playbills
for
other
yeah.
people. But in his, and I can't even read, the top one says, there's a bunch of little things. And it's clear that a lot of them are like sweet old ladies at church. Like it's like the slanted cursive.
It was a community center. I don't
but
know
this
what the church
says,
had to do with it.
This is not slanted cursive. This is like chicken scratch. It says, hi, have a great life. Don't die. Carrie.
I don't know.
Carrie?
I don't know. Don't remember.
Carrie.
That's remember.
What a weird thing to write in someone's
I just thought it was so silly.
Thing.
Oh, there's more on the back. Yeah,
maybe this
signed
is like
it.
The cast wrote this?
Yeah,
stuff?
It's obvious. Yeah. I assume I didn't take my playbill out into the audience and say, hey, audience, can you sign my
playbill? I don't know, love. I don't know what the plan was there. So
maybe we treated it like a yearbook, apparently. But yeah, just the idea that I got a certificate of participation.
That's so cool.
It was really funny to me.
I love that.
Look at this epic shot.
He's handing me a photo of him looking very, he's standing very straight. How old are you here? I bet you're eight.
Eight or nine, yeah.
You're looking very cute. Just standing in front of a tree, looking like a little cutie.
I look like a crazy cult kid in that. Don't you think?
You just look like a cute little kid. You're standing very straight and tall.
So I don't know that I'd photo. Say that's... look at this drawing I did when I was, 13, 12. I think it's pretty good.
It's a dinosaur.
Pretty good dinosaur drawing. Yeah, and also really good for podcasting.
Why is the leg broken?
Huh?
There's a broken...
He's in motion.
But it's backwards.
He's walking.
No. It's not walking.
They're like dog legs.
His nails... What?
I don't know.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking... I don't know. But here's... And this is only for... I'm sorry to the listeners. You don't get to know what the heck was going on.
We're describing
it
pretty accurately. It's a dinosaur with a broken leg. Look at this.
A self-portrait of himself that you cannot see because the lighting is so bad. But it's just like a stick figure kind of drawing of himself. And his nose is the letter B.
Like Flynn's, I'm younger than Flynn. I'm like the twins' age for that.
Yeah, these are so cute. He's, just lots of cute little drawings. You have a whole box of this stuff? Because I'm totally going through
it
later.
I drew my grandmother.
Okay. He did draw his grandmother.
These I think you've seen before.
Yeah, there's in some cute pictures of you. It's awesome.
Have you ever seen my yearbook photos?
I think so.
It's weird that I have a different hemp necklace for each one of them.
Yeah, I loved hemp. I used to make hemp necklaces.
Well, this one's
so
just
fun.
Beads.
Yeah, that's very 90s.
Like that picture. That's hemp with beads.
Oh my gosh, these are so funny. Look at that earring. You got a hoop earring on, everything.
It's so funny because every year, it's like, it's harder to see there, but necklace.
You're so cute.
And then this was my Eminem era.
Look how cute you are.
With a hemp.
I would have had such a crush on you.
Oh, yeah.
And
right.
You never would have talked to me. That's his bleached hair era. But look at this cutie. Come on, that was you in high school. Most people are not cute in high school. You were cute in high school. My goodness.
Baby. Don't
like
that one.
You look so cute.
And I've always told you that I had a kitten named Tony.
Yes. Tony.
They're like, what do you want to name him? And I go, Tony.
Tony.
In a little 6-year-old New Jersey accent.
Yeah.
It's funny enough, I then became a huge fan of Sopranos.
Mm-hmm.
But that was after. This was the original Tony, which you can tell I took with a disposable camera that imprinted images of the Ninja Turtles onto each photo. But that was Tony. That drooled
crazy. From far away,
and everybody had a problem with it. But I told you when I told you that, you were like, oh, I liked cats that drool.
Yeah, I think it's cute when cats drool. I think it means they're really happy and relaxed. Or they might have a health problem. But
At the end, he was only masses. And
oh, no.
He missed a lot of teeth. Aww. And that drool would just, he would still like to cuddle you and purr. This book, I feel like that maybe we went through before.
Probably. If I found a journal of yours, I would have gone through it for sure. It doesn't look familiar.
It's a lot of, I don't like school, I like
school.
We
did go through this,
I think we went
through this on the podcast, Libby.
That's what I'm saying.
We did.
You've seen these pictures?
Yes.
Okay. There's the one where I depicted the assassination of Abraham Lincoln.
Yes, we definitely went through this already on this podcast.
And then this one,
No, yeah, that's a great book, though. I love it.
It's so funny. A lot of times I don't remember what we talked about,
Same. I never remember what we talk about, but I do remember that.
Even a week later, not really, but episodes that we've done a lot of these. I'll be like, was that a dream I had?
Yeah.
But anyways, it made me feel like, yes, it's good. It's a chore to keep all these things, but we got to keep all these things.
Yeah.
So that we can give them when they're 40
and
or whatever.
Some of it is for us. I mean, when they give me, if they draw me a picture for me, if Maisie draws a picture of me and her, then that's I'm keeping it for myself.
That's different than
we got Flynn's binder of all his, first grade assignments and all his paperwork and artwork and homework and whatever.
Well,
and I kept
his little
it all
books,
for
like
him.
Flynn and the Cuttlefish, all his little story, know, that he writes and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
I still have mine from when I was 5 and 6 years old that I wrote that are just like that.
And I'm sure you're happy that you have them.
I love them. I read them to the kids and they laugh hysterically because I spell everything wrong.
I know.
It's their favorite thing.
I found a book from our son just started second grade of a journal of mine from second grade. And I'm like, oh, he's doing fine. What I mean? Because you don't know what's relevant to whatever. I don't know. You know what I mean? And you want your kid to be good. You know what I mean? And doing good and succeed. And so I'm looking almost oh, well, he's better than I was. And look how I turned out.
You turned out great.
Completely loving. Literate.
Yes.
Almost.
Yes. Look at you now. You're Fly Guy. Dreams come true.
Is that forever?
Of course it is, love.
It's weird that that caught on so hard that everybody would call me that at your shows.
Mm-hmm. I wish I could do more shows. I want to do more shows.
I wish I could have less flies.
Got to shower more, love.
It's not that. Shower like twice
a
day.
Well, I love that. If there's the box is somewhere, I will definitely be going through that some night because that's my favorite thing to do. I have like four boxes of old photo albums and journals and stuff over there that I want to put not in storage boxes. I want to put them like we need to get a big bookshelf for like our room, for the living room. Like we have so many books and I want to like have them out so that I can grab and look at them at any time. I don't mm-hmm. want them like stored away. So but your journals are going to go
I should warn you, in that box, there's some photos of like high school girlfriend and college girlfriend.
I'm so excited.
You're it's, like, well, it's like, why do they keep these?
Because it's part of your story.
This is back when you would get a disposable camera, like for real, not to be like, you know, retro or whatever. And so you would have printed photos. And that was like all the way up until I was, you know, almost out of college. And then everything was like on whatever MySpace. But now like you could just delete. You just delete that all, right?
You can, yeah. But like, I'm happy you have that stuff. It's interesting to see.
I don't have
first
social media anymore. But if I still had,
and I'm saying like the photographs you have, like if you have photographs of old girlfriends or whatever, like I think that's special.
Well, I would have just deleted them if it was nowadays, right? Yeah. Because I would think that would be weird if I had social media. You know what I mean? And I don't know.
But it's not on social media for everyone to see. It's like in a box of memories of your life. Like, I find that to be interesting. Like, even as like...
But my life continued on when all that stuff went online. And then you just delete it.
Mm-hmm.
Or untag, I don't know, yourself. Whatever. Whatever people
yeah,
do.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, maybe it's different for everyone. But for me, like, as your wife, like, I'm so interested in seeing, like, your girlfriends and hearing stories about them. Like, I think that's interesting. Like...
But if it was on Instagram, I don't think you would like that.
I don't think I would care. But I if you were posting pictures right now of your ex, you know, then I'd think that was weird.
Oh.
But if you have a picture up that you posted 10 years ago and forgot to delete, like, I don't think I would think anything of it.
Yeah, I don't know.
But if you posted it today, you're just like posting pictures about your ex, that I would be like, well, okay. Well,
yeah, I don't know.
That's why...
You don't see, but I don't see, you don't see how that's different? How times have changed?
Times definitely have changed.
I don't know.
Wait, how, what's different?
Just that the difference between like a digital footprint and like that a time before that where there was just kind of hard evidence. Like the, you know, like the,
I feel like
the
digital,
microfiche.
Yeah, but digital footprints, I feel like it's even harder evidence than...
Cause
that's
like,
harder to get rid
like
of
widespread.
A piece of paper or like a photograph. You can just burn and it's gone forever. But like
it's true, good
digital
point.
Is like,
this is why you were in debate club.
I definitely was not. I would have been so bad in debate club.
Oh, I think you would be really good at debate
I'd
club.
I'd be so bad at debate club.
I think we debate sometimes and I think I always lose.
But imagine
because
me
like you're like a master debater.
Think about me debating a stranger, though. My people-pleasing scaries. Like, I would be so afraid of upsetting
someone.
So
you can only debate people you know.
That I know and love. Yeah, that's who you know I love, yeah. Speaking of digital footprints, I screenshotted today. My relax is a comment that I read. Not on our video. Not on a relaxing. It was on some random thing.
Okay.
But it made me laugh, and it made me go, okay, this is so the exact example of the internet these days. And it made me laugh a lot because it was so insane that I like had, I have to read
You're
it.
You're a fan of comments.
I'm, well, I don't know that I'd say that, but I saw this video of this woman and she's like, you know, kind of living off grid with her family or whatever. And she was, I don't know who she is. I can't shout this person out because I don't know who she is. I'd never seen her before on my For You page that I know of, but she was washing clothes in a river. Okay. She's like fully living off grid, like with her family. And she was just literally just going like, I'm washing clothes in the river today. This is how we do it here because we don't want to, we do have a washing machine, but we don't want to use like the solar energy from it because they're like are off grid, but everything's like solar or whatever. So they save that energy for things that are more important in their home
oh,
because
okay.
they live by a river. So she's like, I can just wash them in the river. And whatever.
Can so, you? Well, I guess people did for...
Well, she did. She showed me how.
Centuries.
So she's just showing how she does it, you know. Nothing crazy, just like
it's,
a, this
it's
is
interesting
I'm
that people would find that fascinating.
She wasn't even like doing a tutorial though. She was just kind of like, this is what I'm doing today, and just kind of like show that she's washing clothes in the river. Okay. So I was like, oh, that's interesting. So then I pulled up the comments. I was just reading the comments about it, because, you know, just seeing what people are saying about
this.
Would
say about this woman washing clothes in a river.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, this is an interesting technique. It seemed kind of fun and cool. And the, one of the top comments was so... Sorry, but it was annoying. It was like, it says, girl, that's how our ancestors wash their clothes. Some of our mothers are still doing laundry this way, so this isn't any news to us. Like, what? Like, as if this woman was like, I invented washing clothes in the river. Like, she didn't say she made it up.
Or that she was like suffering or some like, sort of like martyr.
Not at
for
all.
Doing
she's
it.
Just
yeah.
like, washing my clothes in the river today. Like, blah, blah. She's just like kind of chatting. It's just like a very chill, like nothingness. Like, but someone had to go in and be like,
someone had to be offended by it.
You didn't make that up. Someone else has already done washing a river before. Like, it was so intense. I was like, oh my God, this is a perfect example of comments now where it's just like,
yeah,
please. Like, and then, but this, the reason I shouted it is because a few people responded to that comment. This person responded and said, well, no duh, cooter fart. Which is the most insane reply. Like, every part of it is crazy. Like, it's like the
I
most...
I love a no duh or a no doy.
No, a cooter fart?
I've never heard that before, but it reminds me of like what you always laughed about in Haters Back Off, where you had the bully, like Patrick's bully would always be like, butthead.
Yeah, just like a stupid insult.
You tell me how you guys came up with that in the writer's room, how it's so dumb to just call someone butthead.
It's just so, it's like so, ooh, good one. Like, it's like right. so stupid, but like... I just thought that was a perfect little picture of what comment sections look like.
Yeah.
It's just like a simple video, not controversial, just a woman.
Someone's got to take her down a peg.
Like, just washing clothes.
Some cooter fart's got to take her down a peg.
Who's like, you didn't make that up. That's you. Other people are doing it every day. And then someone responding to that person be like, you're a cooter fart. Like, I'm like, oh, what is yeah. our society? Like, it was the most, I don't know. It made me laugh at ridiculous
good,
it has become on the internet.
Encapsulation of like who we
oh
are as
God.
A people right now.
So I had to share because that was my relax. It's just like, sometimes people are just posting videos just for funsies, and it doesn't need to be a problem. You don't need to make
cooter
everything
fart.
A problem.
Never said, those are two words I've never put together.
Cooter and fart.
It's fart I say a lot.
Yeah.
Cooter.
I don't think I say cooter, really.
No.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Not really.
Well, I thought it was very
So who
funny.
Needs to...
The comment sections.
Okay, yes.
I did say last week that we'd read comments this week,
okay.
And I did not go ahead and read any yet. So we should do that, though. So perhaps we should. Did you look up any comments?
No, but if you want to like vamp
No. We'll pause to do that in a second, because first I have a game instead.
Okay.
And then I do. I just am remembering.
I didn't know we were setting up later in the episode.
I didn't mean to. I'm just like, every thought comes out. Like,
oh,
I don't
okay.
like think before I talk usually. So I was just thinking, oh, last week we said we'd read their comments, so we should do that. But then.
Then you remembered you had a game?
Yeah, but I don't know if you're going to want to play it. This might be a Rachel game. This might be a game. I don't know how much you're going
to
want to play
this
game.
Way to talk me into it.
I mean, begging, truly. No, but I just think it would be fun to play this game. And I think it's going to be one of those things where I bring it up to you and you're going to go like, what are you talking about?
Okay.
I want to play a game where we have to, you have to think of a color.
Okay.
Any color. And then you have to make a noise, not talk, not like a sentence, but like make a noise you think the color would make. And I have to guess which color it is. And I want to do this back and forth and see if we can do it.
Okay.
See? Isn't that fun?
It sounds right up your alley.
It is right up my alley.
Where you think colors have numbers or what? I don't know. Sure. Okay.
Okay.
How do we start?
Well, do you want me to go first or you go first?
You go first.
Okay.
So
I
you're
going to
make a sound
of
a color?
Mm-hmm.
Are we talking like Roji Biv, or are you going to go like do some weird like niche color?
No, I'm not going to. No. I'm not going to do like chartreuse or something.
It's in a box of crayons.
Yeah. It's
a small box of crayons.
It's primary colors.
Well, that's only like 3, 4.
Oh,
five.
No. Wait, what?
Red.
What? Am
green,
I wrong?
Blue, yellow. Roji Biv.
I thought there was 6 primary colors. Am I wrong? Is it just 3?
I don't know. Let me check my second grade journal. I probably wrote that down in there.
Because I thought primary colors was, there were 6, but maybe I'm really, really stupid. Colors.
You're very smart.
I'm really not. Okay. Oh, I guess secondary colors are the ones that I'm thinking of. Like there's 3 primary. Dang it, I am dumb. There's the 3 primary, which is red, yellow, blue, and there's the secondary, which is the ones that they make. So I'm talking about whatever. Okay.
Yes.
Just the colors. I'm not doing something crazy. Just the colors everyone else.
Okay. I'm gonna close my eyes. I'm gonna close my eyes and listen.
I think you should look too, because what if I make a face that helps?
It was just solely audio based.
I don't know what's gonna come out of me. I've never played this game before.
Okay.
You ready?
Uh-huh.
Ah! Oh no, I didn't like that noise. That noise is wrong. Once I heard it, it was wrong.
Okay.
Hey! That sounded wrong too. Wait, how come the sound that I'm thinking in my head isn't coming out of my mouth?
I couldn't explain that to you.
Okay, hold on. Oh no, this is so hard, Lovey, because I can hear it in my head, and then when it comes out, it doesn't sound like the color.
Okay. Is it pink?
No.
Is it red?
No, it's because it doesn't sound right. Let me try again.
Okay.
Hey.
Yellow.
Yes. Okay. There is. That came. Okay, so now it's your turn. This is really hard because I can hear it in my brain, but then when it came out of my mouth, it doesn't sound right.
It has to be words?
No, I just kind of was making a sound, but then it sounded like I was saying, hey.
Okay.
We could do it a word. We could say, let's do that. Let's do it.
I don't know.
We could. Okay, you want to make a sound?
Because then you're going to your mind's going to make you want to do the first letter of the color.
You just say hi. Like we pick a word, I'm saying. We pick a word and then you have to say that as the color.
Okay. If it's in my mind, it's not a word. It's just a.
Then you can do a sound if you want. Okay, so is that it? What am I supposed to guess? Wait, is that the sound?
Yeah.
Brown. Girl. That is brown. Do it again. That's brown.
No.
There's no other color that could possibly be. What? Is it orange?
No.
It doesn't sound like orange. Wait, those are very different noises.
I know.
So which one is the color?
Yeah. Both.
The low one is brown. The high one is.
Can I tell you?
No.
You're wrong.
The high one is. Do the high one again. Oh, man. The high one is like a.
Hi.
I don't know. You have to tell me.
Blue.
What?
I was doing whale sounds. It's trying to a little bit. Blue whale.
No, you don't do something that is blue. You're not making the sound of something that is blue. You're making the sound of the color.
Okay. Well, that's kind of what I thought.
So if you're trying to do a blue whale.
It just kind of happened instinctually. I don't know. It sounded like blue to me. And then,
that sounded like
then
blue to you? Okay.
And then it became the whale.
You can't be wrong if that's what it sounds like to you.
Give a better clue.
Okay. I think we should do a word instead. Okay. So, or a sentence or something. So do you want to do hi? Do you want to say like...
Sure, that's great.
Or come here, or what's up? Tell me a sentence or a word, and
what's up?
What's up?
Yeah.
Cool. What's up?
Say
so
what's
lame.
Up in a particular color.
Who says what's up? Genuinely,
what's up?
Oh, is that something people say? What's up? Oh, I guess I say it if someone calls me. I go, what's up? Like
what's up?
Like what do you like? What do you need? Kind of thing. So, okay, what's up? All right.
What's up?
Is that your color?
No.
Okay.
It's a commercial.
Are we saying what's up? Is that the phrase we've decided on? Okay, ready?
Uh-huh.
I have to think of a color though. Oh my God. This is very,
very
challenging.
Fun. Yes.
It is fun to me.
All right.
Okay, ready? What's up?
Red.
No.
Pink?
No.
Do it again.
What's up? That was a little different.
Yeah.
But that wasn't right either. Actually, it was better the first time. What's up?
I feel like you don't care. Orange?
Orange would care a
lot. Is there more colors?
Genuinely. It kind of goes with the face.
Okay.
But now I'm under pressure. You just have to remember what I did.
Green?
No.
Blue?
No.
Purple?
It's purple.
Oh, I wouldn't think that was purple for you.
How would purple say what's up to you?
What's up?
That was orange.
What's up? No. Because it's like it's your favorite color. So
purple's
I feel like you'd be more into it. Oh. Oh, okay. You're giving personality to
it's
purple.
It's kind of like purple's like darker.
But you like purple.
I love purple.
It's your favorite
color. I want to be friends with that person who says what's up like that.
What's
purple's
up?
Purple's cool.
Okay.
Purple's like too cool for school. Purple's like, but also kind of quirky. Purple is not bubbly. Purple's not bubbly.
What is this game? Are you giving it a color or are you giving it a personality?
Well, colors have personalities.
You're giving it a color,
what do you
personality.
Mean?
Are you giving it a sound or a personality?
Both.
Okay.
Colors have personalities.
Okay.
Big time. Everything has a personality. Colors, foods, plants, inanimate objects. They all have personalities. They all have vibes. For what? Sure.
Okay, ready? Here's one.
Okay.
What's up? That's not good.
That was, no, that was a really sweet one. And I'd say what's that up? Was, that was like a pastel or like.
Show again. What's up?
Okay. Is this a different color now?
The same color.
No way. There's no way that's the same color.
Hold on. Ready?
Oh my God.
So I'm starting over. Clean slate.
Okay.
What's up?
Oh, it's so silent. and nervous. And scared.
What color?
That would be like a.
What's up?
Gray?
Close.
I don't know.
White?
That's not white. To
what's
me.
White?
White's like more vapid. Like.
Do it.
What's up?
Just Ariana Grande?
No. Oh. Okay, we can be done with this game, but it is fun to me.
I'm having fun.
No, I don't know if the viewer or listener would be having fun though. This might be a little too niche only for me to listen to.
I think it's a great game.
Well, thank you.
Do one more.
Okay. Well, how about we do it a little differently?
All right.
Why don't you tell me a color and I'll say what I think.
Okay.
It would say.
I have to think of a color.
Yeah.
Orange.
What's up? Like, orange would be goofy.
Orange is goofy?
Yeah, orange is goofy. Like, what's up?
Yellow.
I already did yellow.
Pink.
What's up? Like,
uh-huh.
Hey, what's up? But I don't like this what's up. I wish we were doing a different word, to be honest.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because pink would never say what's up.
Oh, okay. Well, you have free will. There was no contract we signed when we decided on what's up.
I don't know. I just feel like pink is like bubbly, fun, upbeat. She would not say what's up. But anyway.
Sparkle.
Sparkle, it wouldn't say what's up, but sparkle is not a color. So it's like, that's a different game. But sparkle is happiness.
I think you have such a good voice for cartoons.
Oh.
And you're so good at impressions.
You know, you have always said that and you're the only one.
You really are.
I don't know why you think that, because I don't even do them.
You're like a mimic.
Isn't okay.
That, like your brain can just, I've seen you do it this week on the piano and harmonica.
I can't do that yet.
But you like, you just, and you see a craft, you hear a voice. Like, I think you're just, you're very good at these, at mimicking things.
Mimicking, I can understand better, because the impressions though, like, I don't think I'm good at, like, you couldn't tell me do this person. I can't do it. You can't say do this accent and I can do it like that. I can't do that. But you have always said that, but I don't feel like I'm going around doing impressions.
Yeah. But I think that my favorite moment this week was when me and you were driving and you put on, a lot of times you put on musicals in the car.
Yeah.
And you put on this musical, am I right? Next to New Normal.
No, Next to Normal.
Next to Normal. You put on this musical that I had heard of, but had never seen or heard. And you were singing these songs. When this happens, it's always fun for me to be like, can you explain the plot to this musical? Because I know what I'm getting for the next 30 minutes is a full on performance, to whereas you're kind of like, you'll play the songs in order that they are in the show, and you'll belt them and you'll sing them and you'll switch back and forth between characters and while you're like kind of narrating the story and you're like, and here comes this, and now he slaps him on stage and then you start singing. It's like, it's really kind of amazing. It's like a weird version of like carpool karaoke, but not that, you know what I mean? It's like you're a one woman musical in a car.
Yes, it's very obnoxious, but I will say that I don't do that part of it until like, if someone asks, then like,
I don't want people to think
I just like, I get in a car with someone and I'm performing, like put on a musical and I'll sing along to like, to myself. But if someone opens that door, just this little crack of like, what's this show about?
Or well,
like,
it's me. I'm the
then
one
I'm
with you.
Going, I'm yeah. going ham.
It's so you played all these parts and you're explaining like, this person's really,
don't spoil it.
I'm gonna spoil a musical that won a Tony 20 years ago.
I don't know. Maybe someone will see it next to normal someday. There's a big twist in it.
And you acted out the twist and you were like, and you're like, and now she's crying. And you started singing the song. And I'm just like, I think she's crying. You know what I mean?
I probably could have.
And it was really great. So yeah. So I don't know. I think, and you, I don't know. You were. All these
I love
characters.
That show. That's I think you so fun.
Are really great at impressions.
The sensation that you're screaming, but you never make a sound.
That musical.
Alice Ripley was
trying
so
to rock.
Fabulous in that.
They're trying to. It was like a rock musical.
Yeah, a rock musical.
Heavy guitar.
I saw that show and loved it, and I didn't know what it was before going into it, so I was very surprised by the plot twist in that show.
Oh, so that's why you don't want to give it away.
And but I remember I loved it. And then I went out to dinner with someone once who was, I very much respected this person and their opinion. And they said that they hated that show and they walked out at intermission and I was flabbergasted. I was so sad. Do you ever find out someone like doesn't like something that you love and it's like devastating?
Every
She's
day.
Like, oh, I, shut up. No, but I mean day. Like someone that like, you respect them so much and you are sure they're going to love this brilliant thing just like you do. And then when they don't, you're like, oh, darn, that's a bummer. And it's not like a matter of like.
It's not like a litmus test.
It's not like a, oh, I like green and this person likes blue. It's like, objectively, this person is a talented person. Like, obviously, like even if you like or dislike this person's voice or something, like, I'll use Taylor Swift as an example. Like, I can't stand when like people go like, well, she's not talented. I'm like, okay, well, you can say you don't like her music. That's fine. But like to say like, she's not talented, it just makes me suddenly go like, oh no, I don't know that I can have conversations with you now.
I see where you're going with this, but like, I think that's happened to me, but like, it's never happened to me with like a band. I've never like been like told someone about a band or whatever, and then be like, ah, oh, it's not for me. And be like, oh, well then we can't be friends. Or like, you don't.
Yeah, I wouldn't say we can be friends.
We're not on the same wavelength. But I feel like I did do that with like, with comedy. Mm-hmm. If you didn't think a certain movie was funny, if someone was like, right. Oh, I didn't think that movie was funny. Right. I would be like,
yes, totally.
We're not on the same. I'd almost be like, you're dumb.
Or exactly. Like if someone were to say to you, like for me, like Sopranos, I have never seen it, so I can't say if it's good or bad or whatever, but I know that it is good because you love it.
Not so a comedy. A lot of funny moments.
No,
in it
I
though,
know, but I'm
like,
saying if someone were to come to you and say like, if you were like Sopranos is the best show ever, and someone was like, oh, I don't like that show, it's not good. You'd be like, oh,
yeah.
You're dumb.
You're cut. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's how it felt to me. I was like, oh no, I really respected your opinion and thought you were, and you, oh no, our camera just died. But I was so sad.
I'm trying to think of a movie. Like,
sorry, you guys don't get to see us for a minute.
Well, like, or just anything like good. Like if you saw like for the first time, like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, and someone was like, I didn't like that movie.
Right.
You'd be like, oh, you're dumb.
Yeah.
Right.
I think so. Cause like, I, even though
Royal
I
don't. Royal Tenenbaums, like, not my thing.
And,
I'd be
and
like,
it's
oh,
not
you're dumb.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and we're not saying anyone who doesn't like these movies is dumb, but like,
I mean,
but just like, it's more like, oh no.
Right.
That's I don't know. I know that I don't watch movies, but I know that if I could watch movies, and I, even though I don't watch movies, I can objectively say like, oh, I know that that movie is good because everyone loves that movie. It's a great film. Even though I can't sit down and watch it and I can't sit through it. Like I can say that like.
No, I'm sure there's great movies that I would be like,
I don't know.
I don't know.
Like if someone told me that Napoleon Dynamite isn't funny, or Waiting for Guffman isn't funny. A Christopher Guest movie isn't funny.
Yeah, you'd be like,
I'd be like, oh no. I wouldn't think they're dumb, but I'd be like, I don't know if we will like get along very much, because we will never find the same things funny then.
Right.
So anyway, I'm going to change the battery because clearly the battery died on our camera, and we'll look for comments in the meantime, and we'll come back to you visually with comments. All right. Our footage hopefully is now working and on, and we're going to read some comments.
Okay. Tess.
Your arms look good.
Tess has said,
damn.
Tess has said ibuprofen. I definitely say ibuprofen instead of ibuprofen.
Yay!
I assumed that you was silent, and I have a chronic pain condition. I take it literally every day.
Oh my Colleen, God.
Yay. If you're weird, then I'm weird too.
Yeah, we're weird together.
So many people. So most
who
of the
that? Who's that?
Tessa.
Tessa, I bet you would play the color game with me and we would like do it for hours. I bet Tessa would act out musicals with me.
Yeah.
We're cut from the same cloth, me She's and Tessa.
But it wasn't just her. Lots of people
Shut
were
up.
Like, I didn't know. or they're like, I didn't say it. There's one.
Really?
Yeah. Or they were like, who cares? Like everyone, like, so Taylor said, I'm a nurse and I've never heard anyone hit the super hard U on ibuprofen. Granted, I give a acetaminophen 10 times more than ibuprofen. Everyone probably says it too fast to catch anyways. That's someone who worked, you know, is a nurse.
Wow. And they're like, I'm surprised.
They're like, who cares? Yeah. It's like,
well, yeah, who cares? It's not a big deal. I was being silly about it.
Most people don't hit the U. I don't know that people never knew, like, assumed that it was silent or whatever, but a lot of people either, like, I say ibuprofen.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't that I was like,
you just knew it was there and you assumed it was silent. I think a lot of people did too.
Yeah.
A lot of comments about that.
That's amazing. I'm so happy. I have found my people, my little community of people.
Tyler said, as a landscaper, one very important detail about plants and grass for that matter, outside is when you water at dawn, or dusk, because if you water midday, the water acts as a magnifying glass and it burns plants and grass.
Right.
Just making sure you knew that.
That's why I do it at dinner time. Like when
we do it
around dinner time, like at 6-ish, 7-ish.
Yeah, we do it when the sun is setting.
Yeah.
Edward said, I think we may have stumbled onto a subject that people will go against Eric on. Tomatoes are absolutely loved where I'm from. And then another person said, please cook tomatoes and give them to Eric on this podcast.
Yes.
Did I go hard on... Ah!
Sorry, I sneezed.
Did I go hard on hating tomatoes last episode?
Yeah. You said cherry tomatoes in particular. You said pants. No one likes cherry tomatoes. That's what you said.
Yeah.
Did you just say, and I wore these pants, as if I haven't worn this romper in every video
I wore these pants in the last episode. I'm sorry. That's so embarrassing.
I know. Can you believe someone would possibly wear the same outfit more than once?
Colleen's alligator said, Colleen's right about following the rules when it comes to gardening. I know from experience.
See? But I have good news about our gardening, love. Before we went on our gardening date, but the reason we went on the gardening date is because a lot of the plants had died because I didn't know what I was doing. I wasn't taking care of them properly. And so I was trying to figure it out. A lot of the plants had died. We were also in the process of moving in. Bad time to start a garden. And I read everything as much as I could, pruned everything down, continued to water at the right times, tried to take care of them. Nothing looked like it was alive. So we went and got plants. And we planted more plants. Today, one of the flowers that I was sure was dead, I pruned it all the way down like it was deadzo. It bloomed.
Wow.
A flower bloomed. I made something not be dead.
I know. We got some things going there. The pumpkin, our little pumpkin patch. Did you see the today?
Yeah.
The leaves like doubled in size.
They're huge, but I'm worried because they have to like,
they have to get together.
They got to do it.
You got to do the deed.
It's kind of weird. Like
it is kind of weird how like
did you get a male flower and a female flower? They got to do the deed and like, but it's like how do they do it?
Because
like bees
works,
make
man.
Them do the deed. Like bugs and things make them transfer the deeds.
They help. It's part of
everything. Like,
serves its one hand washes the other.
I don't know. I've saw online like you can force
the
like the female and the male to be together to pollinate like whatever. But I'm like that feels wrong. Like I don't have consent from these plants to do these things.
Right.
I don't know. I haven't read up on pumpkins yet. I don't know much about pumpkins.
Here's another one. Katie, lol, I thought it was ibuprofen until I was corrected in college at some point. And my grandma was an ER charge nurse.
I'm so happy that I'm not alone on this one.
Terry says, Colleen, weed is good for anxiety.
I've heard that.
That's so not true.
Hey, listen, also, I haven't tried weed. I have, and I've talked about it a couple times. Like, I've tried different kinds of it. I'm really done with it. Like, I don't know much about it, but I do like think there's a lot of benefits to it. And I've seen how it's helped so many people through lots of different things. I'm not anti-weed.
I hit a point where it directly caused anxiety.
I believe that too.
Yeah.
But I also know that like now it's so advanced. There's like different types of it and different strains and different this and different that for different things. Like, and so they know a lot more about it now. It's different than like just in high school and you just like get it from your buddy and like, you know, but it's, I will say that like I have tried during the pandemic, I think.
Yeah.
Like we both were like so anxious that we were like, we tried to find stuff that was for anxiety. Yeah,
that's right.
And it did nothing. I've also tried it for a pain, for shoulder pain when my shoulder's been bad. People have been like, oh, you got to try this CBD oil, whatever, or lotions. You know, we even talked about it.
Yeah, I thought it was like sleep and anxiety.
Yeah. Emu egg oil or I don't remember.
Right, yes.
So I've tried these things and they don't work for me. But I'm sure if I put more effort into it, I could find something that would help with anxiety. But I just haven't done that. And I'm not super interested in it just because the stuff I have tried hasn't done anything to me.
BLT.
Yes.
Great place for a tomato to be.
Yes. Correct.
You were talking,
and I think you also were talking specifically about tomato.
Cherry tomatoes.
Cherry tomatoes.
Yeah. Sharon says, that's a big reason the UK has school uniforms. It creates level playing field for the kids.
Yes.
It takes the pressure off by removing the obvious difference in the financial situation of the kids and family. I think this is a great idea.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it is a great idea. I wish it was everywhere.
Do public schools in America do this?
No, but there are schools that do it. They're usually private. And they're not common here. Like,
and I feel like this
the idea for like someone like me where clothes and fashion is like, I dread getting dressed in the morning. Cause I'm like, I have to think of like what to put on my body. So that's why I just put on the same thing every day. Cause I'm like, I don't have to think about it. The stress of like getting rid of that stress as a kid, like growing up, that would be so nice.
I think watching like Fresh Prince when I was a child, you remember like, cause Will Smith, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, like he had to wear a school uniform, but he would wear his blazer inside out and it had like a funky pattern on the inside of the blazer. And that's how he showed his like funky fresh, how he was the Fresh Prince, you know? I always thought that was cool. I was like, oh, like I wish like, yeah, we all had to wear the same thing, but you could like wear it inside. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Do something like, I don't know.
I never had to wear a uniform except for like choir, you know?
You never had to wear a uniform except for choir?
Like a uniform for school. I never wore a uniform for school.
Right. But for choir, you had a uniform?
Well, like the choir outfits, not for choir class, but like performances.
Yeah. Do you ever have to wear a uniform for anything else? Not like a costume, but like a uniform.
I guess camp counselor type vibes. Like when I was camp counselors and things, I would do that.
What do you mean? You had a shirt that said like Camp Anawana?
Well, not that, but I don't know.
Yeah.
And when I was like worked at a restaurant, you know, like there's like,
you got to wear like the uniform, black shirt and like the,
and, like, the certain type of black ugly shoes and slacks.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I've never worn one to school. But I think then the only problem would be that then there'd be a lot of pressure if there was finally like a school dance or a school like party or something. It's like, oh, now's the first time everyone's going to see what I actually wear.
Oh, you're saying it would come out in that? Like.
And then there'd be a lot of pressure then.
Well, I guess, you're only in school and then you get out of school and you probably want to take off that uniform. You're not like going to like hang out with your buddies in your uniform.
Yeah, but I feel like.
So they would see your.
I don't know. I do think sneakers. Uniform would be better. It makes more sense.
Yeah, that's it.
That's all the comments we got. So leave us comments for next week.
There is more, but that's all that I screenshotted in that time that you were figuring out the camera.
But we love you guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next week.
Let us know where you want us to do the podcast next.
Yeah.
In a different room?
Maybe one with...
Outside, in a car, on a drive?
I don't know, maybe. All right, bye.
Bye.
Let's go on a trip. That's good. We'll go on a drive somewhere. We'll go on a
to another fast food place that we've never both eaten. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.